Hey guys, Adam here. You're probably thinking, hey, I just hit play on the podcast app, and instead of the Breaking Backwards theme song, all I hear is Adam's dumb voice. That probably means Adam fucked something up. And if you are thinking that, you're right. For this episode, I accidentally used my computer mic instead of the mic that I spent money on. So my audio, not Meg's, my audio sounds a little bit poopy. So I just wanted to give you a fair warning on that. It's a really good episode, though. It's really good. I recommend you listen to the whole thing. It's top five? I don't know. It's pretty good. So, you know, just give it a fucking chance and stop being a fucking baby about it, okay? We're trying our best. The audio doesn't sound the best sometimes, okay? So, you know, quit being a fucking baby. Okay? All right, here's the episode. Bye.
I'm Adam.
And I'm Meg.
And we're going to watch Breaking Bad.
In reverse.
Breaking backwards? Hey, everyone.
Hello. Welcome to Breaking Backwards.
Welcome to Breaking Backwards, the podcast where we watch a show that's Breaking Bad. And I'm sorry, I have a little bit of a cold, guys, and I'm a little all over the place. It's not COVID, though. We made sure of that.
Well, okay, is it, like, onset of symptoms? Because you might want to get a second COVID test, too.
I got it after I'd had symptoms for, like, 3 days.
But they appear anywhere between 5 to 14 days. That's when you could test positive. The day you went to go get a COVID test, or maybe the day after, I went and got a COVID test as well because my taste disappeared, but it's because I'm taking an antibiotic. Was like, oh no. And you can just get them at the school if you have kids in the school for free, and they swab your nose, and then they give you a bag of popcorn and a ton of face masks. It's pretty wild.
That's fun.
Yeah.
My symptoms are getting better. It's just my voice is still deep from coughing all weekend.
Oh, okay. Well, then you're probably fine.
I don't have a stuffy nose no more. I don't have, I'm not coughing really much anymore.
That's good.
My belief in Christ came back.
Oh, yeah, cool. No, that was, I hear if you have, like, the bacteria in your gut is out of balance, you'll become an atheist.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you're just like, oh, yeah, fuck, of course Christ is my Lord.
Yeah.
And so that was nice to figure out.
Yeah.
So we just watched the episode Over. It was pretty good.
Yeah. Sorry.
I like it.
My kids, you're going to hear some kid noise in the background, and I saw it register on the bloopity blop, so I'm sorry about that.
What are they doing?
Playing Fortnite.
Oh, right. Yep. It's a big battlefield, and it gets smaller.
Yeah, because of the storm.
Right. The storm.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool. Kids love Fortnite.
They really do.
Guys, before we get started proper, a few months back, we said, hey, we're going to start reading some of the reviews in the Apple Store in an effort to try to get more people to review. We did it one time and then forgot. So we're going to read another one here. Is that okay, Meg, if I start this now?
Sounds wonderful. Do it now.
Meg's cool with it. This one's 5 stars from Mr. Johnny Apple Store. More like Breaking Good. If you are looking for two people talking about a show that ended 7 years ago, then this is definitely a podcast. Okay, a little mean there.
Yeah, that doesn't seem very encouraging.
I mean, I have 5 stars on top, so I know it's good, but still, you know, a little backhanded.
Yeah.
All right. The hosts bring friendly banter and whimsy to their discussions, which is so important during these uncertain times. Okay, that's nicer.
I would say we're pretty whimsical. Yeah.
Yeah. Clever idea that is executed to perfection. Wow. Okay.
Okay. Well, it started off on a low point, but now it's really.
Yeah. Really ramping up with the hyperbole here. I love it.
Yeah.
The hosts are very funny and you can tell they are both very successful in show business. I mean, that's just.
That's a fact. Yeah.
Yeah. I hope they bring on guests for future episodes. We did one. especially if one of the hosts, for example, had an older brother who was both, who was both super charismatic and charming, but also had a working knowledge of Breaking Bad. Okay, 5 stars.
Is this my brother then? It must be my brother.
It's either your brother or my brother who wrote this. I'm not.
I have so many brothers.
100% sure.
I have two
but
brothers.
They seem thirsty for a guest spot.
Let's get my brother on the horn right now.
Let's get Meg's brother. This sounds like Meg's brother really wants to come on the podcast.
Yeah.
So we'll get him on here.
Dave, you're coming.
Other than the 5 stars, only because that is the maximum Apple will let me give this podcast. So 8 stars for us. And if you want us to read your review on the air, write a fucking review for Apple Podcasts, goddammit.
And if it's good, bad, whatever, we'll still read it. Like, it does. We'll read whatever review.
2 stars? Yeah, I'll read it. I kind of want to know what we can do to get those other 3.
Yeah. We are open to improvements. We are humble people who have taken a lot of rejection in this town well, and we're still here. So please tell us your thoughts. Even if you just want to tell us to stop talking about what we eat and how we work out so much.
Yeah. You could be like, it's annoying. You could just write that and we would know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Or if you want to write 1 star, they sound too hot and I got a boner the whole time and it's frustrating because I take the bus.
Yeah.
So that would be, you could do that.
I heard a friend of ours who listens to the podcast sometimes listens to it while she's shopping at the grocery store. And she gets so tickled that she smiles or laughs in the grocery store and it causes people to think she's crazy. And if you're just mad at us because we gave you too good of a time and now people think you are ill in the noodle, let us know about it. Give us a bad rating.
Yeah, that's fun. Yeah, this is good. We're promoting ourselves right now. Me and Meg struggle with that sometimes. So this is good. We're really talking ourselves up.
Yeah.
Confidence. Andrew Carnegie, How to Make Friends and Influence People, chapter one of them.
Yeah, one of the chapters.
I never read that book.
Me neither.
Oh, I like fiction.
I read just Harry Potter over and over again, which is, I can't stop, even though I know it's problematic now.
Yeah, you got a Harry Potter tattoo.
I don't.
Oh, wait, no, you don't, sorry. I always think that one, I know your tattoo here.
That one.
I always think it's Harry Potter and it's not.
It's Love Conquers All in Latin. It's from a poem by Virgil.
I'm pretty sure it's a spell.
It is. I've dedicated, there's a lot of sigils on my body. I've dedicated my left eye to Lilith. It's all good.
Well, I know, yeah. I mean, your back says 10 points for Gryffindor.
Yeah, but in like the kind of like jailhouse letters. No, the big one on my back is pretty, I think. You've seen that one.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Yeah, it's a good one. It's from my friend who died.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. But then the other part of my back is 10 points for Gryffindor.
10 points for Gryffindor, yeah.
And a big ornate Gryffindor lion. Anyways.
It's a griffin.
Well, isn't it the, like, rearing lion? Isn't that the crest? Does it also have wings?
I don't know. As long as the lion hates trans people, then it's accurate. Guys, J.K. Rowling's problematic, and her books aren't that good. I don't like Harry Potter. There. As long as it's out there in the ether. I didn't like it before 2020.
You got over it, but you liked it for a little bit and then got over it.
I liked it for a little bit, and then, like, in 2017, I just was, like, started rereading it, and I was like, wait, this sucks. And I gave you all my books. I was like, I don't fucking want these anymore.
You gave my daughter all the books, and she said, thanks,
that's
Adam.
True. Has she read them?
Not all of them, but she will.
Well, fuck.
I think I should get her to start, especially since she's gonna by the time she would finish. No, maybe not. It wouldn't take 4 months to finish the first book, even for a 10-year-old. But like she would, it's about the time, you know.
Okay. Well, we just talked about Breaking Bad for quite a while, so maybe we should take a breather and talk about something else. guys, this episode's called Over. And I like it. I already said that.
Seems like a decent episode filled with uncomfortable moments.
Yeah, it's an uncomfortable episode, but in a good way. It's well choreographed uncomfortability. And you want to just dive in, I guess?
Yeah, let's do it.
We've done our opening monologue. That part's over. Now we can go into the regular show.
Yes.
If you're structuring it like a late night program.
Yeah.
I'm in a weird mood today. I'm sorry. I don't know.
Well, let's begin at the beginning, if you don't mind. But also, this cold open, not necessarily narratively the beginning. So let's begin.
True. Narratively much later.
Yes. We begin where we see the one-eyed floaty teddy, neon pink teddy in the pool and a lot of like black and white stuff, and I get the sense that this is, if you're watching it chronologically, this is where you get teased that there might be a meth lab explosion and you think that Walt and Jesse have died.
This isn't spoiling anything because just by nature of you knowing it's a plane crash, it's already spoiled.
Yeah.
All of season two. You might be wondering, like, why the fuck's this episode called Over? It has nothing really to do with overness. Oh, I guess Walt quits.
Yeah.
It's done. He's over. But there's a lot of episodes that feature flash forwards to the plane crash this season. And you think, oh, ooh, wow, this season really must build up to some crazy meth explosion. And then come to find out, oh, no, it was just a plane crash that Walt kind of indirectly caused. And I remember watching it at the time thinking, I was like, feels like kind of a ripoff. I thought, like, his whole life was going to get turned upside down. And it did via divorce, but not because of a meth explosion. And one thing that's kind of interesting, I guess, is if you take all the episodes where there's a cold open flash forward and you put the episode titles together, it says 737 down over ABQ.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
This one's called Over. And then the next one you see it's ABQ.
Okay. How do you feel about, this was made peak in median res, like era of storytelling. How do you feel about that? Did you feel it was kind of cheap to do all these flash forwards and flashbacks?
They clearly never do it again. Yeah. Well, they do flash forwards again, but not like this whole like, ooh, okay, we keep coming back to this black and white pool of like, well, what happens? Oh, there's body bags, blah, blah, blah. My first watch, I was like, oh, I guess. Huh. But subsequent watches, I like it a lot more. I think it's a lot more interesting that he didn't ruin his own life. He ruined the lives of hundreds of other people.
Yeah.
Even though it was indirectly.
I think about this a lot, how if I see something stupid at a family party, it haunts me for years. Like, it to the point where, like, I can't, not that I can't go on, but if I indirectly caused a plane crash, like, half the shit he causes and, like, is responsible for, how does he keep justifying what he's doing? It's bizarre. Like, I think my personality has changed and been formed dramatically by just not wanting to appear stupid and avoid embarrassing situations. And he's just like, no, full steam ahead. Like, let's keep going.
I think maybe he gets like a sense of power. Like, he looked up in the sky and went like, I fucking did that.
Seemed like he wasn't excited about it.
By
like...
letting that girl die. Yeah, he wasn't excited, but you know, he was not strong.
He felt alive, sure.
When you have a lot of power, you're not really excited about it, but you're like, I have this power.
I think I'd be pumped. I think I would be really stoked about it.
I mean, it would have made more sense if when he saw the planes crash, he immediately started doing push-ups.
If he was like, oh, my dick's so hard, I would have believed it so much more.
But he didn't do that because the show's poorly written.
And that's why we're exploring it, yeah.
That's why we're exploring it. But anyway, taking this cold open for what it is, yeah, it looks like some sort of event happened at the White House and there's body bags? I don't know who's in those, but we'll find out, I suppose. We actually don't find out. It's just people.
I really didn't think I'd ever see the teddy bear again. Also, then that makes me worried that I'm going to see who the teddy bear actually belongs to, and I'm not going to like that, knowing that who died, especially if it's a child.
I don't think you will, because...
That kid was having a tantrum before they got on the plane.
Well, I mean, if you as the audience at this point aren't even supposed to, like, know it's a plane crash at all, they won't.
Oh, good point. Yeah.
But... We open up, and it's, I believe, just at the breakfast table.
Yeah, I guess, well, because Walt was shaving his head and the water was all muddy.
Oh, yeah, the water looks like poop.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you're supposed to plug the hose that gets you water into the water.
And not the poop.
And not the, yeah, and, you know, not the poop part. And so the poop was getting in there.
So he shaves his head, and then he goes to eat, and Skylar, like she is, a total nag, is like, don't you go to work. I don't want you going to work. I want to have a party, and if you're fucking tired for the party, I'll lose my shit entirely. Because he takes a hit from an inhaler, so, you know, we're supposed to get the sense that, like, he's had a battle with something, like, viral recently, I guess.
Inhalers? I've never taken a hit from one.
Really? It sucks.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I've taken a hit from a doobie.
Right?
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Have you ever, hey, audience, have you ever fucking blazed?
Oh my gosh. If you've smoked up ever, please comment in the, comment down below.
It's pretty sweet because it makes it hard to figure out the Papa John's app. But then once you figure it out, it makes it that much sweeter.
Papa John's. When stoned is pretty exciting.
And when not stoned. Frankly, I think they're a wonderful company, and I think their CEO's done nothing wrong. Anyway.
Wait.
Didn't he say the N-word a bunch? I forget what his
conference was. On like a conference call, which I can't even imagine in a corporate structure where that like would come up. Like,
honestly, they've been better since he left. The pizzas have gotten better, and their cinnamon dessert is amazing, and I think that was post him. So, you know, good riddance.
They've had a lot of exciting new crusts since he's left. Yeah. And that's really... just enhanced the whole experience, really.
He was holding him back. He was like Pete Best, and then finally the original drummer for the Beatles.
Sure.
And then finally they got Ringo in there.
Yep.
And now they got all that crust. Comparing things to bands and basketball teams is really a staple of Breaking Backwards, guys. If this is your first episode, get ready for more of it. It's mostly the Beatles or Michael Jordan. But,
use
you know.
Coupon code Beatles to get 15% off your next Papa John's stuffed crust pizza.
Hell yeah. And while we're doing callbacks, Mitt Romney, get on this podcast. Okay. Yeah. Skylar's being a fucking nag. No, she's not. She's being super rational.
Yeah, she's like, hey, please don't make yourself more sick. That would really bum me out. And we want to have a party. And he's like, all right, well, I guess I'll lay in bed and do nothing. And isn't that more or less what he does? Nothing?
I don't know. Do you think Walt Jr.'s line is implying like he's like, my parents want to fuck because he's like, mom wants to party?
I think he's like, this lady's horny. She couldn't get any because you've been so not horny during your cancer process. So please fuck this lady. So it's tough, mom, dad. It's tough when your mom's so horny. Yeah.
Are you at all excited that, because it sounds like there's going to be some chemo shenanigans.
Why would I be excited about that?
I don't know.
Am I excited to see Walt go through chemotherapy? No, it sounds boring to watch him sit with a bag attached to him.
Because we haven't really seen much of that.
Yeah, well, we saw it a little bit, I guess, a couple times, right?
Oh, right. He gets some chemo at the very end of season 5.
Yeah. I can't imagine chemo once a month is very effective. I feel like that's a thing you got to do twice a week, right?
I don't fucking know. For the longest time, I mixed up chemo and dialysis, and they couldn't be more different. You sit in a chair for both of them, but that's about it.
One time, this is not related, but why would it be? One time, I don't know if you know this about me, Adam, I was a very big breastfeeding advocate when I was nursing my children. Like, I would go to nurses.
As everyone should be.
And I would boycott places by breastfeeding in front of them, and there would be a bunch of breastfeeding moms breastfeeding their newborns. Like, and I was vocal about it on Facebook before I met you, and people would argue with me, and sometimes they'd compare it to colostomy bags and like that.
What?
Like,
really?
Yeah, they would say like nursing in a restaurant is the same as if you had to put a colostomy bag on the table. And I was like, that's not true. Like, and this was in like 2012 and 13 when I think society was a little less woke. Now I think people would be like, yeah, breastfeeding mom, sick, this is great. But for a while there, like, people would spit at me and yell at me and stuff like that. It was weird.
That sucks.
Yeah. But anyways, I don't know why I thought of that. I guess because of dialysis and chemotherapy and then colostomy bags, naturally.
If you have a colostomy bag, can't you like do that in public? I guess it's just there. It's totally different.
Yeah. I think people were saying that like...
Well, like boob milk isn't like poisonous like poop is.
They were saying that it's like unsightly and obscene.
Oh.
And I don't
see... I mean, a colostomy bag... I don't not like people doing that in front of me because it's unsightly. It's like, well, you know, there's bacteria and poop and don't really want to get it in the air.
Yeah, fair.
But like breastfeeding, nothing really wrong. Nothing really going to get in the air except for protein.
Yeah, it's like the breast milk is pretty miraculous, you know.
Yeah, breast milk is cool.
It kills cancer. It, a lot of good stuff in breast milk.
Yeah, breastfeeding. Do it in public. Do it when you're on the Jumbotron at a game. Do it wherever you can. It's pretty fucking natural, guys.
Yeah, and leave babies and moms alone.
Leave babies and moms alone, except for to say, hey, cool hat, maybe, if the baby's wearing a cute hat or something.
Yeah, that's a good point.
But don't, like, run up and go, cool hat! Like, that's... That you shouldn't do that to a baby, especially if it's nursing.
I got bitten by a dog kind of doing that the other day.
Well, Meg, you learned your lesson, I bet.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. So knock that shit off right now.
Yeah. There was this really rambunctious dog that was just lunging at people. It was just like so excited. And I had had this THC drink that's like supposed to mimic kind of having a social buzz, but instead it just kind of made me a little high. And I'm a kind of an asshole when I'm high. I'm not an asshole. I'm just kind of like, there is no part of me that's like, this might be a bad idea. So this dog was like lunging at people, like trying to play and say hi. And I went, back at it. And it just like nipped my arm. And I was like, yeah, that's pretty much my fault. Like, what was I thinking?
Well, it's good you can admit your a mess up there.
Yeah, so I messed up bad. Yeah.
I would never admit to that. I'd go to my grave.
Just blaming it on the hyper dog that you should have. Mm-hmm.
I've learned in the last 4 years, deferring blame and taking no fault is kind of a winning strategy. People don't like you for it, but you know what? It works.
It's got to be something. You have to be so determined to be that stubborn that like,
yeah,
I can't. I don't have that in me. You know.
I've been working on it.
Okay.
So yeah, like I can give someone an upper decker and then blame them for it.
Oh,
that's how good I've gotten at it.
Oh,
yeah. Figure out a way to make it their fault.
Yeah.
So that's what I've learned. Anyway. Yeah. The Jesse and Walt go to eat at Taco Salad. We're in a pre Los Pollos Hermanos world. So that's not even like in their regular rotation. And because they're at somewhere else. And Jesse's like kind of sweet. He's like, hey, man, you beat cancer. That's sick.
Yeah. And we find out that the thing that Walt is using the inhaler for is actually some type of common radiation sickness you get from chemo, I guess. I don't know.
It's like, I forget the long word and it's not right here in front of me, so I'm not gonna.
Yeah, radiation chemo sickness. And at first Jesse's like, oh my God. But then Walt's like, no, it's okay. But it's sweet how sincere he's worried about, even though he doesn't have all the information. He's worried, and that's nice.
Yeah, and then Walt says, me as a drug dealer is over. I'm over, is what he says. And they're going to sell the rest of the meth, which, you know, doesn't go well.
Yeah, well, it goes great eventually.
Well, yeah, well, Combo dies. And then they're like, well, it'd be cool if we could sell it all at once to some Chilean man.
Yeah.
Saul says,
how are we going
to
find him?
Boy, do I have a guy for you. Well, yeah, we go to the party next where Skylar gives a little toast.
When does Jesse make eggs?
It's right after Walt Jr. throws up.
Yeah. So Skylar's like, hey, everybody, margarita time. Guess what? Walt's, you know, in remission. This is great. And the Schwartzes are to thank. They're the reason that Walt's in remission. Mm-hmm. And thank you, everybody. And I have no idea who the fuck these people are, why there needed to be 30 people to help get through cancer, but whatever.
I assume faculty, because Carmen's there.
Oh.
Faculty, family, friends, I don't know. They don't really hang out a lot. Like, people Walt plays Counter-Strike with, like, I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, I would love that if that was... He loves playing Counter-Strike.
Yeah. He's got it, like, the third bedroom in there is all set up just, like, without the baby stuff. It's just, like, an individual, what do they call it, IPN or something like that. Like,
I don't know.
When they all, like, you never had it. You never knew those kids that would, like, bring their fucking big computers over and they'd all play on the same LAN network or whatever, and they'd all,
we would connect our like Xboxes, but not big computers. I never have
in the early in 2001 2002 before I think playing online on Xbox was a thing. People would have LAN parties where they would like all play.
Yeah That's what we did with the Xbox. Yeah, because they didn't have Xbox Live yet, and you would literally have to connect them all through a router.
Oh, okay.
And it was all, yeah, local area network. Term I'm learning in coding school.
Oh, there we go.
There we go. Stuff I, oh, wow. Oh, wow. It's already made the podcast smarter. Thanks, coding school. Okay. Yeah, this guy that's like, Gretchen Elliott Schwartz, holy shit. You say my fucking husband. Everything, we owe you everything. He'd be fucking dead if it weren't for you, because he had no way to save himself. Fucking dead.
Useless. You would be
useless.
Dead.
You cuck boy. She yells, you cuck boy.
And everybody's clapping and nodding their heads. Clapping,
like, yeah, he would be dead if it weren't for Gretchen Elliott. And then everyone goes, Gretchen and Elliott, Gretchen, even though they're not there.
Yeah.
So odd. But then Walker's little speech, he's like, yeah, I was wondering why me. And same when I got saved. Oh boy.
And everybody's like, this is weird. Did you want to be dead? Should we talk to the Elliots? They could probably make it happen.
They're like, get Gretchen and Elliot on the blower. Let's put them on speakerphone. I bet they'll give a hell of a fucking speech. Those two rule.
We all know the Elliots. You know them. You love them.
You know. Well, the Schwartzes.
Oh, sorry. Why do I always do that?
The Schwartzes. We can't forget, because it's a last name that means...
Black.
Your genitals black. Are giant.
Black.
And black, white. And and also, yeah, because did you notice? So you've only seen Elliot one time, right?
I've seen him, I guess, I saw him in in the finale once and the episode before the finale on TV, so twice, I guess.
Well, no, you probably, the one in the finale, they, I don't know if you know, if you look at his ankle, they have to blur a little bit of it. That's because his penis hangs all the way down.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Cause at the, and it leaves like a slimy, because he's always got a little bit of pre-cum, so there's just like a trail, like a slug on the ground.
And same with Gretchen, her vagina is so big because Schwartz's have giant genitals.
Yeah.
And it just hangs down there too, so.
It was interfering with all the audio equipment because it was like.
Yeah.
Like a. Oh, that's not enough noise. Hold on, I'll get close.
Yeah, Meg's gonna do a little noise.
Like that? Like
yeah, that's Meg's noise. Yep, that's what it sounds like with a giant vagina
with
stretching
the
across the tile
just
floor.
Going all crazy.
The labias. Oh, I was telling Meg this week I got really into dirty rap songs by women where they rap about their vaginas. I listened to WAP a bunch. I like that song. And I started listening to Megan Thee Stallion. She's really good. I like them. She has a song where she goes like, I'm a hot girl, I do hot shit. And then she like just talks about all the fucking she gets to do. And it's cool.
Man, good for her.
Yeah, she seems cool. I don't like that she's younger than me. That pisses me off. But
yeah,
like that's the only thing I have against her. Wait, beat it up. Take a charge. Extra long. He says like, go down, put this pussy right in your face. Swipe your nose like a credit card. That's a fun lyric.
Yeah, no, she really wants somebody to perform oral sex on her.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah. Ah, man, I seriously listened to that song 20 times this weekend. I don't know why.
Hey, yeah, good for you. And good for her for having all that oral sex. What a world it must be like to have oral sex so much.
Baby, I'm a freak bitch. Handcuff leashes. I don't know the rest. It's too fast. I don't know the rest
handcuff
of the words.
Handcuff leashes would be fun. Mm-hmm. I mean, just like...
Follow me. Zip down inside of me. That's another... I know the beginning of each verse, but then I can't. It's too fast.
Do you think the pandemic would have been... gone better if instead of like stimulus money they sent us all handcuff leashes and just were like, you guys just fuck for a while, come on
everyone. Well, I feel like that's not a good way to flatten the curve.
No it's fuck. Like whoever, whatever, if you're fucking, you know, have sex, and if not, just, you know, here's some sex toys,
here's some handcuffs to make some citizens arrest if you need to.
But that are just like, you know, have a wide diameter, I guess. Like, all right. So anyways, then.
Well, enough about WAP, guys. Enough about wet ass pussy. Let's talk about wet ass cancer.
So Walt's drinking tequila shots at a party on a Sunday afternoon. And I could not fathom. Hank and Walt and Walt Jr. are just sitting at a table. And for some reason, they're doing tequila shots. And Walt is trying to make his son drink tequila. And at first, Walt Jr. is like, oh my gosh. But then he keeps pouring him shots. And I thought that this was abusive. I was pretty troubled by this, to force your son to drink alcohol to make him sick. I mean, obviously, I don't think he was trying to make his son sick, but maybe there's more behind it. I don't know.
I mean, he was definitely trying to make his son sick.
I mean, there's that. Yeah.
Oh, and then, sorry, Hank talks about Tortuga.
Oh, he does talk about Tortuga.
That's beyond the record.
Yeah, he talks about how Tortuga's head got blown up on a tortoise with some C4. So that seems gross. I now understand what happened in season 3, I guess. Was that season? It must have been season 3, right?
Yeah, season 3.
Okay. Yeah, because this is just like a season... What episode of season 2 is this?
This is season 2, episode 10, I think? Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay.
We're close to season 3.
Yeah. So anyhow, we see Hank kind of be like, hey, stop trying to get your kid drunk. Don't make him do a third shot. I didn't actually see Junior do the third shot, but does he do it? Because he's...
Yeah, he does. It's when, so like, Hank walks away and he's like, can't bring you the bottle back, buddy. And Walt's like, bring the bottle back. And he runs up to him and gets all in his face. And it just cuts to Walt Junior at the table and he just like slowly does his last shot and then goes and immediately throws up.
Okay, sorry. I had to give my headphones to the kids at that point, and I guess I must have missed watching an underage boy do shots. It was interesting because like Hank is trying to placate Walt so well, and he's just like, "Oh, come on, oh pal, you had enough. All right, we can't Bogart this." And I guess I didn't think he had that in him. He seems so confrontational, doesn't he? That like I didn't see him trying to mitigate a fight as well as he was trying to, you know.
He was even pretty cool for the first shot. He's like, oh, I got some chest there, don't you, boy? That's my Hank impression.
Yeah, no, it's actually pretty good, especially when you go, ah, because he does that a lot. Yeah.
He does go, ha, that's how he laughs.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then, okay, we got into verbal fisticuffs over chat that I don't think Walt Jr. should have thrown up in a pool.
I think that he was limited, like, I think he just kind of fell forward.
I guess, but he looked like he was aiming for it, and I think you could just literally thrown up, like, sitting exactly where he was, and it would have been easier to clean up.
Yeah, you know, I think that alcohol throw-ups are the most visceral and the most heavy. Like, you don't just casually alcohol throw up. So, and also, it's his first time ever puking from booze, right? And, like, maybe he's just not, you know, he's certainly not coordinated. And, like, I think he just, like, didn't have enough time to grab his crutches. But I get it. Like, he could have just, like bent over and puked on the ground right next to him or like in front of him and like hit his head on the table. Why the pool? But I get that. But I also think that, you know, I don't know. He was drunk, man. He was the first time he was ever.
He was drunk. He was drunk. And everyone thinks Walt's weird now.
Yeah, because he was acting like a fucking weirdo. He gave a weird speech. He got his son drunk. He got in a fight at his own cancer party. Like, he could have just stopped brooding and been like, I just don't feel good. I'm going to go lay down. And people have been...
Yeah, but everyone just talked about how the Schwartzes have such big dicks.
I mean, yeah, I get
and,
that.
And he was like, I have the big dick. I paid for it myself. They don't know. they don't know I paid for it. I paid it for myself. This party should have been on a Saturday.
I mean, I agree that the party should have been on a Saturday. Sunday parties feel like such a bummer.
We all have to be up for work tomorrow, but we're drinking tequila from the bottle. Why did we pick this?
Yeah. No, I get, I see your point. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And then he's like, oh, I should grow a goatee and look better.
So we are, what are we going?
Next we get those eggs.
Oh yeah. Jesse's making eggs. I have never seen a see-through skillet, like a glass skillet. So that was exciting.
Pretty cool, huh?
Yeah. Do you have one of those?
No, but I want one.
That's pretty neat.
Does it cook better? I don't know.
I don't think so. I can't see how cooking on glassware would possibly be better for something like eggs. But, yeah, he's making that. And he's putting together a little lover's breakfast for him and Jane. How about that? It's a Monday.
Yeah.
And he's going to cook some food for his lady.
Yeah. And he's like, yeah, eggs. I don't know. I love breakfast food. Although I haven't had Huevos Rancheros, I don't think, in a long time. Beans and shit.
Yeah, you know, that's pretty. It's a pretty Southern California Southwest breakfast, you know.
Up here, they don't have that. They got lox.
That, yeah, bagels and lox. I mean, we don't have very many. Like, it's a thing to get like bagels and lox. So really, it's this country. I swear to God, so big.
Yeah, no, it's like 8 countries.
Yeah, it really is though. Just like the state of California alone is a little. Extras.
Yeah, an economy the size of France out there.
Yeah, and every type of climate you can find in the United States is here, you know.
Pretty cool.
Yeah. Though I never leave the beach unless it's to go to the desert. yes. Or, though the redwoods are pretty cool. You should come back and check those out. I guess maybe you have already.
I don't think I have. I haven't checked that out.
Oh man, we should go to Yosemite.
That'd be fun.
Yeah. We'll go to Vegas and then we'll take a day trip up to Yosemite. I think it's only an 8-hour trip.
That sounds cool. Yeah, we're going to do that. We'll report back to you guys on what that was like when this is all over.
Yeah. I went to Yosemite during the pandemic. I saw a bear. We swam. There were rattlesnakes, actually, at one point. We swam in a river.
Sounds like a dangerous fucking trip. Jesus. Bear, rattlesnakes, electric eels.
I refuse to hike unless I get to swim at the end of it because I'm a child. And so I only found places where we could take a short hike and then swim in fresh water.
Oh, but for me, that sentence ends earlier. It just goes, I refuse to hike. end of sentence.
End of thought. Yeah, that's fair.
End of thought. Hiking. Hey, guys, let's walk a bunch. Okay.
Yeah, walk in nature and worry about bugs. Not great.
Yeah, thank you. I have a treadmill. I can do it there.
Yeah, I hear you. I want to walk on pavement. I want to walk where it's... I want to deal with it my way. I don't want to have to worry about the woods.
Walt leaves a voicemail for Skylar. He's like, hey, I'm sorry. I was kind of being a C-word out there. That's my bad.
And Skylar's like, straight to voicemail. I'm not picking this up. And then is that when she's like, talks to Ted, and Ted's like, what, sick Cheerios? Sorry your husband had cancer.
Yeah, basically. She listens to the voicemail in the kitchen, and Ted's like, whoa. She's like, yeah, actually, Walt has cancer. And he's like, it's probably not appropriate for you to bring that up at work.
Please don't ever share your feelings or thoughts with me.
You know, we make fabrications here, not
feelings.
So knock that shit off.
I have a premonition that I have an inkling that Skylar must have just recently started working for Beneke Fabricators if Ted is only now just finding out about the cancer.
I don't know. We'll find out.
Unless she's just extremely private, I guess that could be the case.
Or it's just not appropriate to bring up anything personal at work.
You never one time brought up... How did your coworkers know when you went on a date?
They wouldn't. I would never tell them.
And if you had a girlfriend during work, you never would mention her?
Nope, not one time.
So I know for a fact you told your coworker we were starting this podcast, and that's how this started.
I think you're just remembering it wrong. I don't know. I tell my coworkers stuff about analytics with the company.
Oh, sure.
I would send them data about HR, and I will maybe send them a Slack that'll say just like, please advise.
Oh.
And about it. Nothing personal, though, because that's
wildly inappropriate. That's work.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, good to know.
Like, what's some things you would bring up at work that you think would be appropriate? Like, so I'm interested now. It sounds like you maybe just really fly off the handle in a corporate environment.
You know, it's been so long. I've been raising mm-hmm. babies. I might mention my kids. I might say like...
No. Okay. Can't do that. Yeah, can't mention your kids. That's personal.
If I went on vacation, I might say, oh yeah, I went on vacation.
Why do they need to know that though?
Well, maybe they were like, where'd you go? I probably would let them know beforehand, I'm going to be gone next week because I'm going on vacation. And then...
Oh, well, no, that's... You just use PTO and you say, I will be gone this time and... End of conversation. You don't need to know.
Okay.
I like to be really... I like to... Work-life balance, you know? Separation of church and state.
I think that's good. Yeah. But I feel like work-life balance is something different than not talking about your life during work. I think that means you...
Well, Meg, when I'm at work, work's my life.
So that sounds like it's not work-life balance.
Oh, fuck. Oh, shit. Oh, God. Oh, all the friends I could have made. They were all talking about their lives, and I thought it was wildly inappropriate, so I just stayed by myself and ate lunch at my desk. Oh, no.
Oh, boy. Well?
That one, a coworker was hitting on me a bunch. Do you mean we could have, like, met outside of work and started a relationship?
I mean, that probably would have been a terrible idea.
Oh, no, where is the line? I don't know where the line is. Oh, but, gosh.
Wait, no, now that you've left the company, you should talk to that coworker.
Okay.
See? Because you don't work there
anymore.
Sure. Yeah.
So I mean, I made her up for the bit, but still.
I feel like there was a lady hitting on you there. I feel like.
There's just not that many people who work there. It was a small company.
Well, find that woman. She's your
okay.
soulmate. Anyhow.
Anyway, bit over. Walt sees that the sink is making poop again.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
And all that.
Because he's too hungover to go into work. So this is where he doesn't have great balance.
Oh, we see him in his underwear. That's pretty hot.
We all
like just laying
poo.
Over his bed.
Yeah, he's just like, man. Shouldn't have done that. So he goes in to get a new water heater because he's like, fuck this shit. What good is making all mm-hmm. this meth if I don't replace the water heater from time to time?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then he goes and he gets a new water heater from a man named Bob.
Ooh, Bob. Tell me all about
him. And Bob's played by Carl Savering. And he's in a lot of stuff. Where do you think his first credit was, though?
Okay, this was shot in like 2011, 2008 maybe. I think his first credit was 1991.
Very close, 1995.
Ah, wow, okay.
Yeah, you weren't far off at all.
I'm usually several decades off, so that's a near hit for me.
Yeah, he was in several episodes of Friday Night Lights as Mr. Dunleavy and Kevin Gary Garrity. Okay. And he has a few director credits. Looks like he's directed a few TV episodes, too. Okay, that's enough about him. But yeah, Walt buys... water heater with cash. There's some blood in some of the cash. And he's like, oops.
Oopsie doopsie poopsie. Then he goes home and installs it. And Walt Jr. is like, what are you doing, dude? Oh, good. There's good water. That's cool. Maybe I'm skipping some steps here. Sorry.
Oh, well, I guess next is the Jesse and Jane are going over. Jesse used to draw shit.
Oh, yeah.
And then he stops, and then he's showing Jane his drawings. He's like, wasn't this awesome? And then her dad, it's the first appearance of him.
Oh, is this his first appearance?
Yeah, the dad shows up, and he's like, she like goes around the back to meet him, and then Jesse comes out and is like really thirsty to be introduced, and she's like, can you go away?
Yeah, that's interesting, because this is the first time I've seen Jesse have, like, manners or expectations of somebody. I don't know, it's weird. He's just like, I want to meet this lady's dad, because I don't know. But, like, don't you get that that's, like, an oddly formal thing for him to want? Because he seems so, like, chill about everything else, you know?
I think Jesse's weird here. Because, like, they haven't really talked about where they're at.
Yeah. Well, how am I supposed to know that?
No. I know. Just based on what we know in this episode, I'm saying.
Okay.
They were just spadoinking. But also, like, she's his landlord. And so it's just, you know, like, maybe go out a few more times and, like, plan, like, hey, I'm going to meet my dad for dinner. I want to bring you. And, like, let's talk about it. But clearly she was, like, stressed. She got dressed really quick. Like, give her some space, man.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I see what you're saying. How often, when you're dating someone new, when do you meet their parents? Like, how quick into that process?
When they want me to.
But, like, what months is that? Like,
I don't know, like two.
2 months, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wait, how quickly do you become exclusive with somebody? 2 dates?
Three months.
3 months. So you meet their parents before you're even exclusive.
Yeah. That's the order. No, I don't know. It's different each person. Do the parents live in state or do they live out of state? Am I meeting them on a FaceTime or am I meeting them elsewhere? How close are they to their parents? I don't know. Guys, these rules, they're so gray.
That's true. I feel like my last boyfriend, I feel like I introduced him, you know, around the 6 month mark or something like that.
Mm.
But I think there was some like, FaceTime, like, where he was in the background and my dad said hi to him or something like that. So
that's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. But also, like, so this guy owns the house. He's not met his new tenant.
I met my ex-boyfriend's dad, like, 3 to 5 weeks in. It was
that's pretty cool.
Wild. Like, we hadn't had a boyfriend-girlfriend talk at all, and I met this guy's dad, so.
Did he know you in the contents of, like, hey, you two are kind of going out? Or was he just like, this is my friend?
No, hey. He was like, I'm seeing this girl. But then this was a problem. He's like, I'm seeing this girl, we're dating. And I met this guy's dad. And then we were out somewhere together. And like, it was a place where there were like employees trying to like, hey, sell you on something. And they're like, are you two a couple? And I was like, oh, this is weird. And the guy whose dad I just met was like, we're friends. And I was like, that's not right. Like, you should have just said we were a couple. This is sucks. So anyways, we dated for a while.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, my advice to Jesse here would be like, it's a little different because he's your landlord. He owns the building. Maybe prove to him that you're a kick-ass tenant. And then later on be like, that nice tenant, maybe you should date him. And she'll be like, well, actually, I am. And he'll be like, oh, wonderful. I love his shirts.
Yeah, he seems dressed very well for a man. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we fixed it. Yeah. Well, fixes the water heater. Then he apologizes to Junior.
Yeah, but Junior first apologizes to him. It was sad. And then he goes, yeah, but I was keeping up with you, right? And it was just very depressing to hear. Like him try to be like, no, I had the same amount of shots as you with Uncle Hank. And it's like, you happy, Walt? You happy, you fucking monster? Your son with CP who should not be drinking alcohol is apologizing to you and thinks he did a good job by drinking too much alcohol and getting sick.
I know. Oof. The society of ours.
No, it's Walt. It's not.
I know. This is that tells, hey, it's cool if you drink as you're a kid. I get it. It's tough. And Walt got kind of manipulated by it, too. So
I don't think that's true.
You don't think? Okay. Oh, wow. All right. So we had totally different reads here, I guess.
Walt was the adult in charge. He's not even like a, you know.
I mean, are any of us adults anymore? What with CNN and Fox telling us what to do.
When my daughter is the same age as Walt, I'll be 38, right? 37, 38, mm-hmm. when Avery is 15, is the same age as Junior. So Walt in this scene is 12 years older than how old I will be when my daughter is that age. And I know better now at 33 to not give my daughter 3 shots of tequila when she's 15. So there's no succumbing to societal pressure. He just made a bad choice.
I don't know. Capitalism's hard.
All right.
It really rears its head into everything. I think it's the tequila company's fault. Anyway.
That's true.
Walt finds out that the floor is also all fucked up. And
it becomes an obsession.
Well, it's the episode where Walt fixes a bunch of shit around the house.
But he goes over the top about it. He's not just he's not just fixing the water heater in the floor. He's, you know, getting like construction equipment to do it, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he keeps going back and forth to the hardware store to buy more stuff. And we get that small scene where Jesse's like, Jane comes back over and she eats a popsicle.
Why? What a thing to choose.
Because they're there. That's what he has.
But
and it's hot out.
Is it?
It's the Southwest.
Okay, yeah. I just can't tell what time of year it is at all. Like,
I mean, isn't any time in New Mexico which is hot?
No, because they wear coats and stuff sometimes.
Oh, right. But isn't that more of like a Hollywood thing that they wear those coats? Or
I'm pretty sure the desert gets cold.
During the day?
Yeah.
Huh, interesting. I don't know how any of that works. But, yeah, she eats a popsicle, which, you know, nice having a popsicle.
Yeah, no, popsicles are great. But I just like to just barge into someone's house, go through their fridge, go in the freezer and grab a popsicle and be like, I don't know. Just seems weird, you know.
Wait, how expensive do you think popsicles are?
I don't think they're pricey. I just think it's a strange snack to choose.
If it was a rocket pop, yeah, I'd agree. Or a bomb pop.
I would think it'd be less suspicious to eat an ice cream sandwich than a popsicle.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? An ice cream sandwich? A Neapolitan?
No, just a regular old...
Okay.
Just a Neapolitan, I would go like, what a weird ice cream novelty for Jesse to choose. But I also think like, I don't know, do you have popsicles in your fridge, single guy?
No.
Yeah, it's a weird...
If I have any snack in my house, it's gone in a day.
That's fair.
How many fucking bags of popcorn I've had this weekend because I made the mistake of buying them?
God, that's how I am with any snack.
And you have to have snacks there for your children. Like, I would be the fattest fucking parent if I had kids.
I buy them snacks I wouldn't otherwise eat. Like, if we have Rice Krispies, forget it, I'll eat those. But I'm not going to eat, like, Welch's gummies. I'm just not going to want fruit snacks, you know?
Oh, I don't like fruit snacks either. Yeah. Okay. That makes sense.
But if I get a bag of Doritos because my kids want Doritos, forget it. Oh, man.
Yeah, you're like, I'm fucked.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
I become like a little raccoon.
And now I'm probably going to go get Doritos or Cheetos after this because I'm hungry.
Yeah.
Anyhow. Remember you used to come in and just get all the snacks in my house?
Yeah, you used to have drumsticks that were Butterfinger flavor, and those shits were fucking crazy.
I did have those, yeah.
Those are really fucking good.
Yeah, they were good. They had the s'mores flavored, too. Oh, my God. I don't know why they stopped making those, because those were divine.
They stopped making them.
I can't find them.
Wow.
Anyways, so Jesse was like, I wanted to meet your daddy. I want to be your boyfriend. What the fuck? And she's like, no. And he's like, I'm leaving my own apartment instead of asking you to leave.
Yeah. Well, okay. I think she is totally fine in this whole conversation. She's like, yeah. You're a tenant and you kind of look, no offense, like a stoner. And I don't want to tell my dad right now this Monday morning we're fucking. So maybe fucking calm down. And then the only time I think she's in the wrong is when he's like, this isn't about him. It's about you and me. And she goes, who's you and me? Which is like a little like, you know, she's right. But like the attitude didn't help.
Yeah. I mean, I get why he's hurt by that, because it's like I think he really thought he was in a relationship with her, you know?
I don't know, if a man's
making me breakfast and I'm gonna spend the whole day with him and everything like that, it feels like that's heavy relationship like stuff.
That's fair.
I'm least exclusive with somebody I spend the whole fucking day with after I'm sleeping at their house.
I'm assuming they're exclusive. But just, you know, not Facebook a fish. They're not telling anyone.
Okay. Yeah.
I think. Do they have Facebook back then? Because I think this takes place in like 2007. So maybe it's just in Harvard circles.
If it's in 2007, 2008, I definitely had Facebook in 2005. So.
Did you?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. And I wondered, that they, was it 2007 or 2011 that they opened it up to everybody? I guess it was 2007.
I had it in high school, and I graduated high school in 2009, so it had to have been before that.
Yeah, well, you just needed an academic account to get it.
I got it as a junior in high school, and that was 2008.
So it must have been 2007 they opened it up to everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you could get it if you had, like, a .edu email address at all. So I'm saying when they opened it up to not just college students, when they opened it up.
Oh, okay.
I feel like it must have been 2007.
Must have been.
Yeah. Okay, sorry.
Good time. Weird time. That Mark Zuckerberg. He turned out great. So he leaves his own house. He kind of pouts. He goes and he goes see a dirty movie in a theater.
Yeah, and then he masturbates in the theater and he gets caught. And that,
like Fred Willard.
Yeah.
Remember when Fred Willard jerked off in a theater?
Yeah. And everybody came to his defense and was like, there's got to be a reasonable explanation for this. And that was fine back then. If that happened any other, more recently.
Hashtag free me too.
Yeah.
And he was just like, ooh, thank God that didn't happen 2 years later or else I'd have been fucked.
And now he's gone. So
now he's dead.
Yeah.
Yeah. He ended up getting canceled after all.
okay.
Then there's Skylar's just at work and she cries.
Yeah, and Ted's please stop. This is a work environment. I'm going to have to fire you.
Yeah, which, as he should have, he's like, you can cry as soon as you walk out the door.
Yeah.
But here? On the clock? No.
No thanks. And then she goes, you're right. I've got hormones. I'm being pregnant. He's like, I don't need to know. I don't need to know.
I didn't even know you were pregnant. Why are you telling me? I didn't even know.
I just thought you gained a big beer belly overnight.
Yeah. And she's like, oh, fuck, you're right. I shouldn't have said that. You know how much money I just lost the company? Some. Then there's that scene where Walt Jr. and Skylar eating breakfast and Walt's working on the house and it's loud and it's kind of a comical scene, I guess. And
I think it's more troubling because both Skylar and Walt Jr. are like, what the fuck is this dude's deal? And he's just stomping around in work attire and all of that jazz. Yeah.
He kind of looks like he does later in the meth lab.
He certainly does.
He's wearing a gas mask.
Yeah, and he's got, he's in a jumpsuit, I guess, like a work utility suit, I guess. I don't know what you call that. What do you call that? I don't know. You know what I'm
saying. Yeah, I don't know. Like a painter's suit?
Yeah.
I guess?
Sure. He doesn't want to get wood chips in his underwear. I get it.
I do like the scene where he tells Walt Jr. he's popping up from underneath and he's like, we got rock! And then Walt Jr.'s like, is the whole house going to fall down? And he goes, not if I can help.
Yeah.
I think that's cute. Maybe, I think Walt's a good person now.
Really?
I think that saved him.
That saved him after he forced his son to drink alcohol that he couldn't take and get sick. I don't know. There's just
I don't know. His son was kind of looking to his uncle for guidance, and that would piss me off too.
Don't look at him. You look at me. Yeah,
you look at me. Fuck. You know, parent stuff. Yeah.
Okay, and he has toast. He put some butter on some toast.
Yeah, he eats some toast, and he goes, Skylar, we have rot.
And then she's like, will you ever go to work again? He goes, nah, probably not.
There's a small scene where Skylar, Ted walks by, and she throws a bunch of pens against the wall, and is like, oops! And Ted's like, someone's a Butterfingers.
They held hands briefly, and you could tell she was like, this is the type of affection that I feel like I'm missing in my life. And she also is like, hey, there's some problems with an account here. So, in that one scene.
Oh, so hopefully that never comes
up. Yeah, hopefully that was just the oopsie-doopsie-poopsie on the account of his dad. Yeah.
Probably a one-off, and she closes the book and is like, do you want to get salads?
Yeah, and he goes, okay. Salads are directly related to work because it gives you nutrition to work harder, so that seems reasonable.
Yep. Agreed.
Yes.
Jane draws a drawing that says apology girl, which I don't think she should have apologized, but she did. And Jesse's like, oh, that's nice of her.
Do you think that there's ever really a disagreement in a relationship that is completely the other person should apologize to me and there's no I had no participation in this miscommunication?
No, and also, if you just kind of take it on and be like, hey, I'm sorry, you can kind of just paper over everything. You're like, yeah, fuck it. This way it'll all go away.
I feel like that's a bad habit.
Is it bad? Just be like, hey, I'm sorry. That was my bad.
I think so because...
Even though I secretly am like, you fucked up a little bit too, but I'm not going to bring that up. I wouldn't, you don't say that last part.
No, I think you should be like, I felt that it was unfair when you pantsed me in front of your dad. I maybe overreacted, but I overreacted because when that happened, I felt vulnerable or whatever. And then yeah. ideally the other person would say, like, there'd be some expectation. I have definitely been in situations where it's like, I've explained to you why this is a problem and you keep doing it. This is like, you know, you please stop de-pantsing me, and they just won't stop. Like, then I think that, yeah, that's a once you, they're completely at fault, you know?
Yeah. I just think a relationship is, it's mostly about scorekeeping.
Oh, sure.
And yeah. And it's gotta be, all right, you gotta have that internal arithmetic. You were right this amount of times, you were wrong this amount of times. I got this in my head. And so, you know, who's the better person. And
that's all
the foundation
yeah.
of, if everyone did that, do you know what the divorce rate would be? Zero. Zero, Meg. No one would do, everyone would stay together forever.
Yeah, because they'd all have, it would just be universally agreed upon what the score was, for sure.
Yeah, I'd be like, that's the score, and if we divorce, that means you get 100 points, and I can't have that happen. And everyone, I mean, so, that, yeah, baseline, the relationships in general wouldn't be as good.
Yeah.
But they'd be solid.
They'd be motivated by much different things. But really, what are they motivated yeah. by now? I don't know.
What are they motivated now? Coming? Okay. I can do that tonight. But
yes.
they need to be motivated by rage. And that is, will save America. Anyway, yeah, Jesse takes the apology and then later does heroin with her.
Yes. So, the very next cool. episode.
Yeah. He's like, hey, let's put needles in our legs and feel awesome. And then bad.
Yes. And then die, maybe.
And then die. Some of us. No, I mean, Jesse dies eventually. Like,
we'll find out.
Because we all do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's the only one who lives forever. It's a whole different thing.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. We didn't watch the post-credit scene in Felina where he finds 7 Dragon Balls. And that... and. Wishes to live forever, and it works out. So I think we only have one more scene. Walt goes to the hardware store to buy stuff.
Yes.
And he meets this this man who's buying a bunch of meth supplies, it looks like.
He looks like the biggest, lumbering, stupidest motherfucker in the dumbest clothes. It's just like a giant Jesse, essentially. Giant, ugly Jesse, you know.
Do you want to know his name?
I want to know about it, yeah.
Oh my God. Well, his name is Shannon McCormick, and he was born in Iowa.
Oh, fuck.
Boom, 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 somewhere. And it looks like he mostly does voice stuff. He was in, Red vs. Blue, which is that cartoon they made out of messing around with the guys in Halo, which I used to watch in eighth grade a lot. Mm. Yeah. And he looks like he's just been a bunch of web stuff mostly, but that's pretty cool. He's got a lot of credits. First credit, though, was also in 1995.
Oh, how about it? He must have been pretty young then, huh?
Yeah. He was born in 1971, so, you know.
Oh, so he wasn't that young.
Yeah. Huh. Anyway, back to you, Meg.
And Walt just goes, you're fucking up. Don't do that. You got to get the better stuff. And the guy runs away, scared out of the whole...
Yeah, he's a weird... Yeah, he looks weird and stupid.
Yeah, and then when Walt goes outside... of the store, he sees an RV and the big lumbering ding dong arguing with another dude. And does the other dude even talk?
He does talk. So we should talk about him.
Sure.
His name's Ka Beasler.
Yeah.
K-A is that first name of his. And he looks like he's in mostly short films. But he's credited as Thug Buddy. And it looks like... into acting in 2007, so, you know, getting on Breaking Bad pretty quick. Good for him. He's not in anything else that anyone would recognize, so. Unless everyone loves 01, whatever that is in 2012.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, well, he played Delivery Man. Anyway, that's the end of him. And then, oh, yeah, and Walt's like, stare out of my territory.
Yeah, and they played TV on the Radio, which we both enjoy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good song by a good band.
Yes, it is a good band.
I like that band a lot. I like, my favorite song by them is Second Son.
Mm. Yes, I also, I saw, the first TV on the radio song I heard was in 2005 when I, maybe earlier, 2004, which was Staring at the Sun. And then my favorite song of all time, at least currently at this point in my life, is Happy Idiot. And that's been my favorite song since 2014.
And that's by them?
Yes.
I haven't heard that
It's one. Very good. You know I will send it to you.
Do you know what's the first time I heard TV on the radio on TV?
Hmm.
This fucking episode, Meg. This is where I first heard him. I looked him up and I liked the song and I was like, I looked it up with Shazam.
Wow.
And and then I was like, oh, these guys seem pretty good.
Have you heard Wolf Like Me? That's another good one.
Yeah, I've heard Wolf Like Me. That's good. That's good.
Return
song.
To Cookie They're Mountain good. Is a great album. You should.
I like, the Dear Science or whatever it's called. Yeah. And I think that's good. I wish they sang about their labias more. But they
don't even.
They
know.
Don't. Well, I don't know, but they could sing about having them.
Well,
you can make up whatever you want in a song.
That's true. TV on the radio, please come on the podcast and tell Adam about how great Happy Idiot is.
Yeah, please do it. I mean, maybe they listen. Maybe their bass player listens. He's like, hey, guys, we should go on this podcast. And then they're like, hey, we hire you to play bass, not tell us what we're supposed to do.
I don't even know if they're still together, to be honest.
Let's find out on
Let's
air.
Let's find out.
Let's find out, guys. It's TV on the radio. It's kind of a lot of you have already turned off the podcast. We're kind of in the after hours bunch, I assume. So how are you all doing?
Yeah.
Years active, 2001 to present. Okay. So, you know.
Great news.
Their last album was in 2014. Oh, wow.
Yeah. Well, they...
So they're called Seeds.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
So, you know. Was it good? I don't know.
It's good.
Oh, Happy Idiots on that album.
Yeah, that's why, you know.
Okay. Maybe that's why I didn't hear it, because I think I might have not heard that one.
That's okay. You should check it out.
I stopped the one before that, which is Nine Types of Light. I like that one a lot. Mm.
They're a good band.
But they're a good band. I saw them on Colbert as a boy as well. They were on there.
I think one time in Los Angeles, I was in the back of a lift, and I looked out my window, and the lead singer was in a parking lot, and he made eye contact. And from the road, I waved at him, and he waved back, and it was a nice moment.
They seem like a band that would wait.
Yeah.
They seem very nice.
Yeah.
Do you want to guess, I guess, one of the rank this episode?
I am having an internal thing that screams, say the number 38, so I'm going to say 38.
Sorry, you didn't beat your spread. it was, so last week's episode was 46.
Yeah.
This episode is apparently one better. It is 45.
Oh, okay. It's not 38 at all. Yeah.
No. Let's see if you've seen 38. You have seen 38. 38 was Rabid Dog.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know about that.
That's where Jesse throws a bunch of gas all over the house, I think.
Yeah, he was high on, I guess, meth or coke. He snorted something.
Oh, wait. No, it's the one that ends with Walt's like, Todd, I need you to call your uncle. I have another job for him.
Oh, yeah.
And then they hide in the pool. They hide in the hotel.
Yeah.
Good show. A lot of twists and turns.
And some nonsense.
Recommend. Yeah, if you don't want to review our podcast, go and review Breaking Bad on IMDb. They could also use the clicks.
They don't have enough exposure as it is.
Yeah, I don't know. Make a season 6. I don't know. Do you want to? We're kind of. There's like 6 people listening still, probably. What are they up to?
I don't know. I bet some of them made crepes today, and some of them didn't. I bet at least of the 6 people, one person had crepes today.
Guys, if it were up to me, this podcast would be 4 hours long every week because I like chit-chatting with Meg.
We do like to talk.
Literally, there's like 15 minutes of us just bullshitting that I have to cut out of every beginning because it's A, stuff we can't air because it's like we name names, and B, it's like boring, but I like to do it. That's why that Valentine's Day one is so fun.
All right.
But I guess we should wrap it up. Yes.
All right. Well, I guess till next time.
Till next time.
Mighty
fine Heisenberg. Fair listeners.
Bye.
Bye.